Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, it's just me on my own today, because if you were listening yesterday, Matt Damon, off of Films, won Becky, Oh No, What's Occurring. So that's it, she's gone. She's gone to LA. So it's just me with you until 7 o'clock. What I'm going to try and do is just give him a ring, though, and see how she's getting on. Should be there by now. Yeah.
Hi, it's Matt Damon here.
Oh, hi, Matt. It's Scott Mills.
Oh.
You're right. How are you enjoying having Becky there with you?
It's very pretty.
Oh, bless. Okay, can I speak to her at all? Because we're missing her here.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Is it good?
It's so good. It's so good. We just... I'll just get up off my lounge. Hang on. Yeah, we've just been sat on the beach in Malibu all morning, and he's got me a cocktail and a pineapple and everything.
Oh my God!
It's brilliant, and it's so hot.
I'm so jealous.
Do you know what I would say? I wish you were here, but I really don't. You're having
such thanks.
An amazing time. Hang on a sec, Matt. Can I have some more cheese, please?
Camembert cheese?
Yeah, no. I've had too much camembert. Did you bring anything else in the cool box?
Cheese whiz.
That sounds disgusting.
What is cheese?
Come on, the cheese in a can.
Gross.
Sorry, Scott.
Right,
sorry. He's trying to offer me some cheese in a can. It's like, ugh.
Are you glad that I let him win you?
Yes. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me ever. Are you missing me?
Yeah, we are. That's why we just wanted to say hello, really.
Oh, well, don't phone too much more, because I'm having such a good time. Matt, can you just do that dance again that you do and sing Journey for me again? He loves this.
Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. All right.
This is so good. I'm so happy.
Well, as long as you're having a good time.
Yeah, don't phone again.
All right, then.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
This is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, that didn't work at all, has it? I think we've been properly rumbled. Hello.
Well, it would have been fine had Greg not mentioned that I was here about half an hour ago.
And that you tried to trip him up on the stairs when he was running up and down them.
And the fact that I'm on the webcam.
Apart from that.
To turn off. Apart from that, I think it worked.
They're not stupid, our listeners. They're all texting and going, this is fake. She's not really in LA. She was just trying to trip up Greg on his run up to the Newsbeat office.
Also, there was a problem with the fact that I'd been on the beach all morning, yet it's only just sunrise over there.
Oh, in LA, yeah. So we didn't factor in the time difference either.
We're rubbish at these.
But yeah. I think
it's really complicated pretending to be on the beach with Matt Damon, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot more complicated than I thought.
I actually think that was quite a good kind of... I think we did it rather well, apart from the fact we didn't factor in the fact that Greg would mention you and that you're on the webcam and also that the LA is 8 hours behind. But apart from that, I think I... See, if I was listening, I would have been fooled by that, but then that's me for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Matt's been on saying, well, actually, you had me fooled with the Matt Damon and Becky call from Malibu. I'm a vet student at Cambridge University and supposedly intelligent. Taylor, on the way home, thought you were in LA as well. You fooled me as well, says Mark, driving home. But then I'm not really with it today. I also believe that Becky was in LA with Matt Damon from Jamie in Howden. James in Leeds points out that the sound bites from yesterday's show did sound similar to the ones that maybe Matt was speaking on the phone there, which may have given it away a little bit. I would love it if he actually did answer the phone like this.
Hi, it's Matt Damon here.
I might start doing that. Hi, it's Scott Mills here.
Hi, it's Matt Damon here.
So at least we fooled some people. Thanks for all your texts, but mostly saying it's a fail. My favourite person is the one going, no, actually, that's the wrong dial tone for the United States. Okay, then.
Podcast.
It's Radio 1. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Bibsy, wrong com.
Bibsy.
Indeed.
Bibsy. What's your actual name?
Graham.
Graham?
Yeah.
Oh, why Bibsy, though?
It's an old school nickname.
We're from Rugger, yeah?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Oh, that's it, yeah.
How can I help?
Just a bit of, you're on Chris Moore's show on Friday?
Yes.
And I think he was giving you a massage, and everyone seems to suddenly turn to you and say, oh, is he doing the massage face? Is he doing the massage face?
Yeah, well, he did give me a little massage, but also we were talking on this show last week about your massage face, and I was doing it, especially for Becky in the studio.
It's horrible.
And then lots of people sent in texts with their massage face, which is obviously the face you pull when you are being massaged.
But I believe I saw another one last night, which is even worse.
You've spotted a massage face?
Yeah, it was during Glee.
Oh, Mr. Shoe.
Mr. Shoe, when he was singing to Rachel.
Yeah.
It was just the most horrible thing ever.
Hang on, I'm one behind on Glee, so I've seen the awfulness that was the thong song.
Oh, no, it gets
God.
Worse. Last
it
night,
gets so bad.
Permhead was just doing all these like really weird faces across the piano to Rachel while singing. Was it Endless Love, I think?
Endless Love, yeah. And lots of eyebrows and...
Lots of mouth, like... Ooh.
He has got weird lips.
No, it's just wrong. And he was singing throughout the show last night. It's probably one to miss, really.
Oh, I quite like him.
No, he's the world's most embarrassing teacher.
He's gone more embarrassing, though,
he's
as
gone,
it's
like,
gone.
He's really cringe.
I tweeted this.
And the waistcoat thing that I cut, it's making me cringe even more.
I tweeted this last night. It's like he is getting more cringy. And I haven't even seen this one.
Oh, it's just on another level.
So, what are you saying? Are you saying that my massage face is that what you're imagining?
Well,
same as
I
Mr. Shoe?
Of your massage face being like that. Is
it's
any
not, close? It's not that dissimilar, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you think what you want, Bibsy. I'll leave you with that.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
I love you, Bitter.
Right, okay, you complete me. Say it back.
You complete me.
Say yes, good.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So today I had to do my training for the Miles from Hell, which I'm doing next week for Sport Relief. You'll hear it all on Radio 1. What will happen is in the mornings, every morning, I will come into the Chris Moyle show and Chris will, with glee, tell me what I have to do during the mile.
Not with
the cast of Glee, I mean.
Oh, I'd love it if we've got Sue over to shout at you through a megaphone.
With enjoyment, is what I meant. So today, to put me through my paces, I need to stop doing that voice.
Did he hear you yesterday? This is your new trainer, isn't it?
So I had to go meet a bloke called Andy, all right? Really nice guy. Unfortunately, had heard everything that we said yesterday about personal trainers, spoken a bit like that. Go on, Scotty. Push another one out. Because I sometimes forget that when we say stuff, it actually goes out on radios across the whole country. So people can tune in at any time and hear what we say. So, yes, when I arrived, he just had the kind of face on him, like, right, well, here we go then. Heard what you said yesterday on the radio. I was like, oh, God.
Does he actually speak like that, or was that an assumption?
Let's not do a voice for it, because I've got to see him again tomorrow, and then that will be difficult if I mock him in any way. There's no reason to mock him, because he's a very nice man.
You know, that's not when you said when you came in. You said he'd been really tough with you.
It's going to be tougher tomorrow. Don't get me into trouble, because seriously, this guy is double hard. He could have me in a fight.
Are you saying he's nice just so he's nicer to you next time? Because I heard that you really didn't like him at all. And
don't say that!
You said it
you
was
are
really
so,
easy.
Right, seriously.
You came in and you're like, oh, if he thinks that's hard.
No, I didn't say that though at all,
did
I? Right, Andy, if you're listening, I know you said
Andy, don't listen to him, he's lying.
Andy, this is not true. Andy, I did actually... Andy, listen to me.
You are sucking up to your personal trainer live on air.
Yes, because...
you can't take it?
Because you're making it horrible. Now, I had to do a lot of boxing today.
Really?
So, what does that mean? Because I'm going to do a mile a day, but I know it's not quite as simple as that, because it's called Miles from Hell, so there will be some kind of evil, horrible twist. Is there any boxing involved? Because I can't do that. No coordination, me. Like, I was, like, trying to get my hands and my feet to move together at the same time.
I thought you were boxing as you were doing the mile.
Really hard. I can't do that. Never been good at coordination. Can't really do left or right.
Well, if you're struggling with boxing, I don't know what...
He kind of gave up on that for a while. Also, because it's not just running, is it? I could be climbing.
You could be doing absolutely
crawling,
anything.
But it'll just be for a mile, whatever it is. And Moyles will tell me what it is every morning. There's also a bit where I had to, he made me roll around on the floor for ages.
Was that not just the cool down?
I don't know. Maybe that was just the stretching at the end.
Do you know what? Maybe he'd just had enough of you by that point and just wanted to laugh.
Anyway, Andy, I'm not mocking you in any way, and I will see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and I know tomorrow will be harder, but don't be too hard on me. Thanks very much. And don't listen to anything of what Becky said, because actually it's not true.
I really like you, and you're a really nice man, Andy, so please be nice
to
me.
Yeah, all that. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, I have been sent this, and I think that through this, I have found the American child version of Becky.
What?
Do you want to know where I found kid version of you?
Yeah.
It is on the American version of Wife Swap. Okay.
A child was swapped to the wife on Wife Swap?
No, it's one of the kids of the people who had swapped. Now, there's loads of stuff on YouTube about this kid. He is amazing. He's called King Curtis. Just look him up.
He sounds good.
Yeah, imagine, though, what you would be like, let's say, if somebody was to take your cheese away. What would you be like?
Really angry and
how
upset.
Angry?
Really, I probably...
You wouldn't shout, though, would you?
No, I'd probably sigh a lot and stomp around and just be generally moody.
Okay, would you be like this, right? This is the new mum coming in and chucking away all the junk food in the house.
I need you guys to help me in the kitchen to fill these.
We can do it.
I don't like this crap.
Definitely no cheese in the can. No. Very happy to be throwing this away.
It's bacon.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me. This is very
You're
mean.
You're gonna be going to the grocery store.
This is very mean.
Yeah.
I love him.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
Bacon's good for him.
Mm. Cheese is good for me. He does sound like me, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Bless him.
It's small version of you, only American. Listen to him reasoning.
She thinks, at the Blue, she's a smart little girl, that she can do whatever she wants. No, that's not how she can do it in our family. She's act like she's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
We're the sorry people.
Bless him, he doesn't just cry. He's like...
Yeah.
I had a very, very calm day until this. A bump in the road comes, and she be's sarcastic.
Yeah. Just having a little moan there.
Hello. He sounds quite young, but he speaks quite well, doesn't he? He's having a calm day, and then the bump in the road came, and now she's being sarcastic.
He's very articulate.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
And then you know what he does? This is what you would do.
What?
He can't take any more.
Joy, I have been nice to you, but now... I'm coming to the edge.
I promise you one thing, okay? If you do not have at least one food that you like, I will buy you a piece of junk. Is that a deal?
No, I keep losing at deals, and I don't want to make a deal anymore. I am leaving, and you can't stop me. I'm packing my bags.
He's packing his bags. She thinks we're one of the sorry people.
Curtis.
I won't be coming back until Saturday when you leave. She's going to try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels.
He's my favourite.
I want to play that again.
Curtis.
I won't be coming back until Saturday when you leave. She's going to try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels.
And with that, he's off down the road.
Never see this face again.
King Curtis is amazing.
Oh, I'm going to look him up on YouTube.
And is you. Radio 1 Podcast. Tomorrow on the show, Gerard Butler's going to be here, our friend. Well, we like to say that he's our friend. He's not really.
I haven't had time to make him a cake.
By that, I don't mean that I don't like you, Gerard. I mean, we're just kind of friends and... Oh, I'm making it worse. You know what I mean? It's not like we hang out all the time, because I don't hang out with famous people, but I like him very much.
When was the last time you hung out with him?
The last time he came in here, yeah. That's what I mean. Anyway, if you remember, last time Gerard Butler came in, he agreed to be in our rom-com. We were going to write a romantic comedy with him in it. He said yes, and we haven't actually written it, have we?
Oh, no.
I didn't realise that he'd be in so soon after the last time. I thought we had
time.
Well,
no, it's not really. We've had about six months to get it sorted.
Yeah, but you know when it's that kind of thing of like, oh, it's ages away, and then you don't do it, and then it gets to, like, tomorrow, Gerard Butler's coming in. Have we written a rom-com? No. So my challenge tonight is to try and write a whole Hollywood blockbuster in 24 hours.
Well, we've got the quiz tonight. So you're going to have to write it when you get back from the quiz. Do an all-nighter writing a rom-com.
How long does it take to write a Hollywood blockbuster? If anyone's written one, could you maybe text me in to 81199? Let me know roughly how long
it's about,
it should take.
It normally works out at about twice the length of the film, so if we're looking for kind of an hour and a half,
4 hours.
To 4 hours to write.
Right, we'll try and come up with something for Gerard tomorrow because, like I said, he's agreed to be in it, but we haven't written it. In typical us style. So he's in tomorrow from 4:30. Oh, so I wanted to bring Jennifer Aniston with him. I know they're both in the UK at the moment.
He won't, really, because last time he came in, I made him a cake.
Yeah.
And I don't think she lets him eat cake.
No, I think that when...
So he comes to me.
Yeah, he just... Exactly, right. When he comes in here, he knows he's going to get cake with cream on. Does Aniston let him have cake with cream?
No, I've only ever seen him eat salads when pictures in the paper with
her. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, they've got a new film out called The Bounty Hunter, which I'm going to go see tomorrow after Andy, the trailer. Oh, God.
Stop doing the impressions of him, because otherwise it'll just make you do more work.
After Andy, the trainer. That was normal voice, wasn't it? For Sport Relief, for the miles next week. Then I'm going to go and see The Bounty Hunter.
Wow, you're jam-packed tomorrow.
And then Gerard Butler will be on this show, and I'll have written a Hollywood blockbuster by then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now... Oh, I'm late.
Oh, what's occurring?
Soz, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring on Radio 1. This is Laura, who's in our local paper tomorrow in North Wales. Hi.
Hi.
Right, ready to play the game?
Yes.
You versus Becky, let's do it now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Feel free to play along at home or on the way home from work and text me your scores, 81199. Have you noticed... Laura, that on Radio 1 at the moment, there's a lot of... Well, there's a woman saying a lot of numbers. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Is it for the chart thing?
Yes, it is for the chart thing. Because tomorrow is the first one of the official chart update. So what's going to happen? It's like the chart so far with Greg... before the big event, the main chart show on Sunday, so you can find out where all your favourite artists and songs are doing so far this week. That's tomorrow from 3:30. First one, the official chart update, which is why, over the last few days, you've been hearing that lady just saying random numbers, because those numbers are the chart position the songs are at, so should we know?
23, 11, 13, 11, 30, 32.
All over the place. Now, we thought we'd give the numbers lady a new challenge because she must be bored. All she says is numbers, do you know what I mean? How interesting can that be? So, I thought, do you reckon she could order a Chinese takeaway just by saying numbers? And that's the question on the first situation for Oh, What's Occurring. I called the Oriental in Chorley, Lancashire. Lovely people, lovely food, I should assume. But how long can I keep them on the phone for at the Chinese in Chorley just with the numbers lady saying numbers, trying to make an order? Laura?
Right, OK. 1 minute 45.
Ooh.
1 minute 45. Just saying the random numbers to try and make a Chinese order.
Yeah.
Becky?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. OK, I've got your answers. Let's find out. The numbers lady from the charts trying to order a Chinese.
Hello. 4.
Pardon? 4.
Are you ordering for delivery?
29.
Would you be able to read the dishes out for me? I've not got the menu with me, sorry.
4.
Sorry, I don't know the numbers of the dishes. Like, I've not got a menu with me.
7.
I haven't got the menu with me, so I don't know what the...
34.
I don't know what dishes they are, like, the numbers.
26.
So, are you going to... Sorry, are you going to read out the, Are you going to read out, like, chicken chow mein, green salad chicken?
4.
For what, sorry?
4.
Oh, sorry, I don't get you. We'll have to run back at 5 o'clock.
26.
I haven't got the menus. So I don't know what the dishes are.
31.
Bye.
Right, good. So, unsuccessful. But she stayed on for quite a long time.
I can't believe she stayed on that long, to be honest.
Oh, but that's the trouble, you see. When you just the numbers, she didn't have the menu there, so she didn't know what the dishes were. But... She stayed on the line for 1 minute 20. Go on, Laura!
Hey!
Oh! What's the curry?
Right, thank you to the team at unofficialmills.co.uk for sending us this one in. They've noticed that on EastEnders, at the moment, they say in it a lot. Because they're like, salt of the earth, cockney types, and they, oh, yeah, Danny, So that is the question. It's quite simple. On EastEnders last week, how many times did they say in it? Becky.
All episodes a week. 10. I'm going for 2 to 3 per episode.
Laura.
I think probably more. 15.
15?
Yeah.
Let's find out. How many times did they say in it in EastEnders last week?
Right, will you give me a minute? I'll come
Don't worry, Carol. It's down to me, isn't it? So Lucy made other plans, isn't it?
Who's this?
No one, innit?
Well, she don't want to go Spain. So I said she should prove that she's useful, innit?
You want to stay, then?
Yeah, well, got a GCSEs, innit?
What happened to that gun? I told you, bruv. Dump it,
innit?
Right, so that, poor Roz had to watch a whole week's worth of EastEnders, because Unofficial Mills said they said it a lot. It was, 13... So, actually, I think you'll find that Laura was nearer again.
Oh. Yay!
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 Woo! I'm sorry, Roz, who's just sat in the live lounge at the moment. Like, it took her ages and there's only 13. It always seems more when you're watching it.
EastEnders isn't that bad to watch. I'd quite like it if I had to come to work and watch EastEnders.
Yeah, it's not the worst job in the world, is it?
Oh! What's the curry?
What did you do at work today? Oh, I just watched EastEnders for Oh, What's Occurring.
Yeah, that's not bad. Matt Fincham off Chris Moore's show just watches The Bill every lunchtime.
Good.
He works hard.
Okay, here's your last situation. You know, sometimes we ask people on Stupid Street to pretend to be someone else. We put them in a really difficult situation. In the past, we've made them pretend to be Kylie Minogue.
Oh, she was really good.
She was. And David Beckham. Now, yesterday, we sent Ian, who sometimes works on the show, we sent Ian out to Stupid Street, pretending to be from a made-up radio station, a radio station that does not exist, called Radio Mills. And Ian pretended that he was in big, big trouble. This is what he said to the person on Stupid Street.
I need one of your help, desperately.
Great.
Right, here's the situation. We're meant to have a film critic on our radio show right now. We're talking about the Oscars. And I've lost her. And I need someone, one of you. It's just to pretend to be a film critic. It's just going to be a really quick chat about the Oscars last night. And that's what I need. That's fine. It's not going to be a problem. So you just need to pretend to be a film critic. You're cool with that?
You can do it.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Come on, come with me.
What do I see?
He'll just ask you a couple of really good questions. So, like, I know you said you didn't see much of the Oscars last night, but I know the Hurt Locker won one. So, just give me 2 seconds and I'll call Scott now. But he thinks you're the film critic, so just gonna have to play along, all right?
All right.
really appreciate doing this. I'm in so much trouble if this... Okay. Okay, right. Should be picking up any second now. Such as Avatar and The Hurt Locker. And I think Sandra Bullock won one as well. Hello, it's me. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. Marjorie is here. She's right beside me.
Oh, God, I don't know what to say.
It's fine.
I love that. It's fine.
I can't believe people do this. Bless them.
It's fine.
Marjorie is here. She's right beside me.
Oh, God, I don't know what to say.
It's fine.
Okay, so... Oh. This poor girl has been dragged off Stupid Street, okay? She's got to now pretend to be... a film critic. So she's got to pretend to be Dame Marjorie when she doesn't know what the hell she was talking about. She didn't even see the Oscars. So, how long do you think this interview will go on for before it all gets a little bit too much? Laura?
I think 1 minute 30.
So you think she'll blag it as this film critic for 1 minute 30?
Yeah.
Becky?
45 seconds.
It is quite it's uncomfortable listening, but let's do it.
I've never even heard of Dame Marjorie.
No, I think we made her up too.
Oh!
Here she goes then. Trying to blag it.
Turned on. You're listening to Scott.
So now I'm joined by esteemed British film director Dame Marjorie-Smythe. Marjorie, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, your reactions to last night, please.
Oh, always interesting. Always very, very interesting. The Hurt Locker, yes, great.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was pretty top-notch.
What was your favourite part of the film, do you think?
Oh, I couldn't pin it down. Just all of it was a work of art.
Do you think that it was deserved, The Hurt Locker, winning the Oscar?
Yes, definitely.
Why do you think that?
I just thought it was a very good portrayal of war in that.
Now, before we go, Dame Marjorie, thank you so much for talking to us.
No problem.
Can I just ask, how are you now adapting to life outside prison?
It's nice to be out.
What was it like inside?
Pretty rough.
How long were you in for again?
7.5 years.
Yeah. Do you have any message for your victims?
Sorry. Very sorry.
After 7.5 years, that's all you have to say, sorry.
Well, it's been a painful 7.5 years, Scott. You know, you've got no idea what it's like. Pretty
more painful
awful.
For your victims, though, Dame Marjorie.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
We're not finished yet.
Oh, okay.
And can I ask, will you be repaying the old people that you stole the Christmas money from?
Yes. Yeah.
And
of remorse.
And your new film? Tell us a bit about that.
I can't really say. It's an independent film, you know. Got to keep it a bit hush-hush.
Is it true that you're doing a musical based around the life of newsreader Hugh Edwards? Is that true?
I really can't say.
We've heard, it's just a rumour, that the film is called Hugh Loves It.
I have to protect the privacy of my cast.
So you can't give anything away at this stage?
I'm afraid not.
Okay, well, Dame Marjorie-Smythe, thank you so much for joining us today on the programme.
You're welcome. Big fan.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Turned on. You're listening to Scott.
Radio Mills. Interview there from Radio Mills.
Oh, bless her.
Poor woman. It was actually 2 minutes 50.
Whoa.
Bless her. I felt her pain. Which means Laura gets all 3 points on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Love you.
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
It's very exciting in here. It's almost like we're having a party because we've got balloons and everything. Because tonight there's this pop quiz going on, which people have been on about in this building for ages. Oh, it's not just a pop quiz, is it? General knowledge?
I think so. You know, like when your work organises a quiz, yeah. And then at the start everyone's like, nah, and then by the end of it everyone gets really competitive. So there's a prize for the most amazing table design. So we've printed out these really old school pictures of Westwood with him and with a moustache. And we're going to stick them onto loads of balloons and hope, because he's judging the table, hopefully he'll appreciate that we've done it. I'm not putting them there.
Well, go on, please wear them on your nips.
No, Scott!
Please.
No, you can't say that.
Why not?
No.
You said that you would.
You wear them on your breast
No, you just
pocket.
Dared me to, right?
No.
They're just like little round cut-out pictures of Westwood. Like
they're
back
like
in
burlesque
the...
tassels.
Yeah. Please go in
no.
to the quiz with them on. Please. Also,
how much do you bet me?
Well, you want money for this now, do you?
No, I could give it to Sport Relief.
Okay, 50 quid.
50 quid to Sport Relief
yep.
if I walk into the quiz with these on?
Absolutely.
Done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Amazing.
But you have to promise to donate it.
I will, I promise.
Okay.
Also, these balloons we've got look like we can't be bothered. They look like half-blown-up balloons. Is that all the way they go?
I think they were on discount or something.
But everyone has a... every single one has a picture of Westwood on.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's how we've pimped our table. That's how we roll. Can't wait. We'll let you know how we do tomorrow. Yesterday on the show... Poor Becky's mum played the Matt Damon game. Well, the idea is you're just in a public place somewhere and you just shout, Matt Damon! Like she did.
Matt Damon!
Apparently she was distraught, was she?
She phoned me afterwards. I think she's in a state of regret.
Is she?
Mm.
Got caught up in the moment, didn't she?
And she then, did. She was in a library.
Matt Damon!
Because we had Matt Damon on I Was a Karen yesterday. By the way, loads of people are looking at the video of us throwing soft toys at his head. If you want to have a look at that, it's Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Matt Damon, Hollywood A-lister, having things thrown at his head by us. Loads of people, thousands of people have checked it out. If you haven't, go and have a look, it's quite good. And if you want to play the Matt Damon game now, I'd like to do it just for old time's sake, just once more. If you're in a public place and you're willing to do Matt Damon, then text me now and I'll call you back. You need to be in a really busy place, like a supermarket, like on the high street, maybe on the bus, train, whatever. Text me. I just want to do it once more because I like it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Matt Damon. Aww. Any excuse to play the Matt Damon game? Because he was in on Know What's Occurring, I just brought it back. We haven't done this for ages. James?
Hi, mate.
Where are you?
Tesco's in Newmarket.
Tesco's in Newmarket, okay, good. Lots of people around?
Yeah, there's quite a few people around.
Suppose there would be this time of night?
Yeah, true.
Okay, right, so you know what to do, do you?
Yep.
Okay, as loud as you can. What aisle are you in? What can you see?
Aisle three, when the pasta and spaghetti are.
Oh, nice, okay. There's a fair few people there, right?
I'd say about 10 to 12 people.
Amazing, okay, right. So just at the top of the voice, whenever you feel that you can, I just need a massive, and I mean massive, mahoosive,
yeah.
Matt Damon! All right?
Yeah, you ready?
Whatever, yeah.
Matt Damon!
What happened?
Did you hear that?
Yeah? What happened?
Quite a few on looking.
Everyone looking?
Yeah, quite a few.
Can you do one more? Even louder, ready? Please.
I'll get down the aisle.
Go on.
You ready?
Yeah.
Matt Damon!
Love it! Oh, bless... Sorry, if anyone is listening and about to go to Tesco Newmarket, he will be gone from the shop by the time you arrive, don't worry. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Katie.
Hi, Katie, where are you?
Hi, I'm on a very packed bus in Wigan.
Oh, amazing. Okay, what bus is this?
I'm so nervous. I'm kind of wishing I didn't text in now.
No, don't worry about it, it's all fine. All right, how many people on the bus?
I don't know, probably about... 20 or so.
And how long before your stop?
I'm about halfway there, so I've probably got another, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Final destination of the bus, please.
It is Billinge.
Right. Okay, are you on top or bottom?
Oh, it's a single decker.
Oh, single decker, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay.
Right, it needs to be loud, though, seriously.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Really, don't bottle it and go... It needs to be... Okay.
I will proper scream it.
Yeah, go.
Matt Damon! oh, people are looking at me really funny.
Are you really on a bus? Because I think I can hear your hazard lights ticking.
Yeah, I think I can hear something.
No, we just stopped
indicator.
Oh, we're going again now. Oh.
Are you driving the bus?
Have you just turned them off?
Have you turned them off?
No.
Are you on a bus?
I'm on a bus, I promise.
What number is it, what bus?
It's a 362.
Oh, maybe she is.
From Wigan to St. Helens.
I was expecting people to say something, or...
I know.
People, well, I don't know whether people have got headphones in or not.
Okay. Can you try it one more time? It needs to be the loudest, though, like, much louder than that. I think 30 times louder than that. One more, go on.
I'll try.
Go.
Matt Damon! Oh, no, people are really looking at me because I just laughed as
I'll let you go, then.
Oh, thank you. I might
have
to get off the bus now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.